You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1992. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, seeing that this is the election year and this is the month of the election, let's make this issue sound like a big network newscast, okay? I bet each and every one of you are just impressed that I'm sitting here in my three-piece suit up on the set of the DX Audio Service news desk. Hey, you know, that sounds really impressive coming out of those big speakers here in the new studio. I like this. We're going to do this entire edition using the NBC News themes just because this is a presidential election, and we decided to kind of spice things up a bit here. And we'll see in a couple of weeks here who actually gets the nod for president. I was going to vote for Phil Wayne under the nonsense party label, but unfortunately we couldn't do that. Well, let's jump right in here with a few things. First of all, I'd like to remind all our members that if you have any correspondence, any complaints, any accolades, anything you'd like to talk to us about, you can write to us at our address. Every bit of business information should come to us here at the DX Audio Service. That address is simply DX Audio Service, Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Now, if you need to get a hold of Debbie or myself to check on your subscription, call during normal business hours, please. Area code 419-228-4199. No collect calls, please. And we'll be able to punch you up on the computer and tell you any stats that you have. If you're going to be changing an address, it goes without saying, we've been asking for last couple issues, that when you do send information into us, be sure to send us a phone number. It's very important, just in case we get tapes back from the post office, which has happened in the past. We can give the phone number a call and see if we can get in touch with you to find out what the problem is. Sometimes it's just as simple as a missing character in your address or something, and finally the post office decides they're not going to carry it over. So be sure when you renew your subscription or get in touch with us to give us a phone number that we can use to get in touch with you. Speaking of subscriptions and stuff, we like to make sure that everyone understands about our long-standing gift membership policy. And if during this holiday season you want to buy a gift for someone of the DX Audio Service, it's real easy. And when you buy a gift subscription for someone, we're going to credit your DX Audio Service account by 1 month. For each yearly gift subscription, you get 1 month added to your subscription. So it's like giving yourself a present as well. Now, the only hitch is that you have to live in the same country as the gift is being sent to. And the gift is non-transferable except back to the original giver if the person receiving the DX Audio Service decides that they don't wish to receive it anymore. The person whom you are buying your gift subscription will receive a letter from us advising them of the gift and welcoming them into the National Radio Club. It's a great gift that keeps on giving throughout 1993. It's the DX Audio Service. And you can send to headquarters here in Lima or call for additional details. Area code 419-228-4199. Well, I got a little bit of a reprieve from my surgery, so to speak. I'm not going to be going back in until November. Seems I went into the doctor, and they check your nerve endings out, I guess, with some kind of electrical pulses or something like that. And they hooked me up to the machine, and the doctor kind of stared at me for about 30, 45 seconds. Finally, he says, "Do you feel anything?" I told him, I said, "No." And he says, "Well, either my machine's broken or you're dead." So lucky it was a machine. So here I am back again, but it looks like I'm going to be bandaged up over Thanksgiving holiday. So, well, we'll see what happens. So be it. After Dark Number 3, we're going into the final production stages of After Dark Number 3. We've had several tapes submitted to us with people asking questions about the DX Audio Service and about myself and other editors and things. A lot of the questions are the same questions, so we've kind of compiled some of the stuff. Also, we've had a few people write in and say that they don't want to have their voice on the tape, and they just wanted to know if we could ask a question. Yes. By all means, if you just have a question, write it down on a card or a letter and send it to us at the address we gave at the beginning of the tape. We're going to have a news person from WLIO Television who is going to come into the studio and take all these questions and the tapes with the people asking the questions on them, and they are going to do the interview. That way it is completely, for the lack of a better term, impartial. They're going to ask me the questions. The questions get asked of other editors. We're going to phone them up on our phone system, which you'll hear a little bit later with Wayne Heinen. And we're going to get the answers for you, but it's going to be done completely on the other side of the table. I'm going to be sitting on the other side of the control room, and they're going to be asking me the questions. So if you have anything for After Dark number 3, get it in very quickly, because we're going into the final production stages right now. Also going into the final production stages is the convention issues. Now, I'd hope to have the information out to you on the convention issues, but we had a couple problems in putting together the tapes. So we're remastering a lot of the material and recutting some of it, too. So that's going to be held over until next month. On the next month edition, we'll have the details for you. I presume it's going to be the same as last year's, which was $9.95 for the convention issue, 4 cassettes in a binder. And what you'll do is buy those through the Publication Center up in Mansville, New York. You have to write up there to Crazy Ken. And Ken is in charge of the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. And that's going to be on the next issue, I promise. Okay? Now that we got everything out of the way, let's jump into Jerry Star and let's hear some news logos, please.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Star with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. And before we get started, we just want to say thank you to your editor, Fred Volby, who was gracious enough to give us a tour of the brand new DX Audio Service studios that he is constructing in Lima, Ohio. We're an amateur radio operator and go to a thing called Hamfest, where hams get together and buy and sell and swap new and old equipment. And one of those was held recently in Lima, Ohio, and we went to it. And while we were there, we got a chance to see Fred and the new studios, and take it from us, they are first class. We have 3 editions of AM Switch for the audio service this month, so let's dive right into edition number 289, and call letter changes go to Canada for the first one on 570 CHYM Kitchener, Ontario, changes to CKGL. Essentially what happened here is the AM and the FM station swapped calls. On 680, KXIZ Tioga, Louisiana becomes KXKW. 1130 WCXI Detroit, Michigan becomes WWWW. The 4W call was in Puerto Rico on 1200 for many, many years, but it has been a long time since that has been an AM call. It's back. The letterhead should look interesting, so if you're into confirming your receptions, there'll be one to look for. On 1170, WHWY in St. Augustine Beach, Florida becomes WKLN. 1250, new station in Sabana, Puerto Rico becomes WJIT. There's a call that's been all over the island of Puerto Rico over the years. On 1310, WTUX Indianapolis, Indiana changes to WTLC. 1340, WTSW Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania becomes WYCK. And they simulcast with WICK and now have a similar sounding call. On 1440, WVEI Worcester, Massachusetts becomes WBHT. 1450, WKGL, Huntsville, Alabama, changing to WTKI. 2 changes on 1490, WKVL, Bradenton, Florida, becomes WJRB, and WPBK in Whitehall, Michigan, changes to WEFG. And finally on 1580, WTKT, Georgetown, Kentucky, changing to WBBE. Scanning down through otherness on 570, if you wondered how the AM stations survived Hurricane Iniki, well, they didn't very well, KQNG in Lahui, Hawaii. According to the station, the tower crumbled like a paperclip during the hurricane, and the station was silent. It is now back on the air, running with emergency power. They say it may be as long as 6 months before the complete island has power again. They are feeding a 400-foot wire strung between 2 trees at the moment, but should be getting their tower up and back to normal operation soon. 850 KWOF Waterloo, Iowa is silent. On 880 WINU Highland, Illinois, a new signal on 880. They have moved here from their old frequency of 1510. They are licensed to run 5,000 watts, but presently are only running a kilowatt during the daytime on 880, but the 5,000 watts should be on maybe by the time this reaches you. 1180 KYET Williams, Arizona. This station has been silent for many years. It is now back on the air. On 1200 KTCD Eureka, California, their application to change city of license to Cottonwood, California has been rescinded by the station. 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia. This silent station came back on the air the 15th of September. 1230 WFOM, Marietta, Georgia. This silent station also back on the air. 1280 KRZE, Farmington, New Mexico is silent. 1320 WTSS, Scranton, Pennsylvania. This silent station is on the air. 1350 WEGA in Vega Baja, Puerto Rico. This silent station has returned to the air. 1370 CKOD Valley Field, Quebec. This silent station has also returned. And on 1470 WMMW, Meriden, Connecticut. Silent station back on the air. 1480 KWUN, Concord, California. This station is silent. 1490 WJRB, Bradenton, Florida, which was silent under their old call, WKLV, is now back on the air. And also on 1490 WLGW, Lancaster, New Hampshire, this station is silent for repairs, but expects to return soon. Now we move on to AM switch number 290, and we start with call letter changes, as always. On 610 WHYM, Pensacola, Florida, changing to WVTJ. 690 KBBA Benton, Arkansas becomes KEWI. That's a call that lived in Topeka, Kansas for a lot of years. 960 WORR in Quebradillas, Puerto Rico, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, becomes WKVN. 990 KSSM Santa Barbara, California, changing to KKJZ. On 1000, new station in Jupiter, Florida will be WMLZ. And you say, well, there's already a station in Jupiter, Florida on 1000. Well, that station was deleted, and this is a new station which has been applied for and also granted. We'll get to that in just a second. On 1050, KWNN Little Rock, Arkansas becomes KJBN. 1080 WDSY Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania going back to WEEP. 1260 KAYJ San Angelo, Texas becomes KXQZ. On 1300 WFXN Goldsboro, North Carolina changing to WSSG. 1320 KHNN Eugene, Oregon becomes KZZK. On 1430 KWDO Fresno, California becomes KFIG. And on 1450 WCVS Springfield, Illinois changing to WFMB. Now getting down to the business of that new station in Jupiter, Florida, on 1000, same facilities as WEXY had, but it is licensed as a new station. It will be 1,000 watts daytime, D3 antenna system. Looking at the otherness in number 290, on 690 KEWI Benton, Arkansas, this station that was silent under the call KBBA is now on the air. 790 CIAO Brampton, Ontario had been running continuous announcements that the station was no longer operating on this frequency, and after nearly a year of simulcasting on both 790 and their new frequency of 530 kilohertz, remember 530 is a broadcast frequency in Canada, they finally turned off the 790 station for good on September the 6th, so they are now on 530 exclusively. On 1010 WFGW Black Mountain, North Carolina, this station is back on the air. They claim that they were silent to effect repairs to the station. On 1060 WAMT Titusville, Florida, this silent station is also back on the air. 1250 WKDX Hamlet, North Carolina is silent. 1340 WADE Wadesboro, North Carolina also silent. 1430 WBLR Batesville, South Carolina is silent. And also on 1430 WKXS Marion, South Carolina is silent. And on 1600 WKWF Key West, Florida, the station is also silent. And finally, we move on to edition number 291, and there were no call letter changes. Under grants to existing facilities, several ones of interest on 590 WWLX, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, will be reducing their power to 600 watts. And on 1050 KMIS, Portageville, Missouri, also reducing their power output and coincidentally also to 600 watts. Both of those stations are reducing power in order to put up a taller tower to hold up an FM antenna. Looking into otherness on 780 KRDA Springville, Utah, this was a construction permit for a station that has never been built. The permit expired and the FCC refused to reinstate it, so the construction permit for this new station is canceled. So you can take a pen or pencil and scratch out 780 KRDA Springville, Utah from your log. 950 KRRP Coushatta, Louisiana, this silent station has returned to the air. On 1010, couple things, KPSL Thousand Palms, California has gone silent, but to maintain the RF equilibrium on the frequency, WCNU Crestview, Florida, this silent station, has returned to the air. On 1240 KRAL, Rollins, Wyoming is silent. 1260 WALM, Albion, Michigan. This silent station is now back on the air. 1390 WKHF, Avon Park, Florida. They were silent under their old call of WAPR. They have returned to the air. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. This station was silent for quite a few years. Just a few months ago, returned to the air and has now gone silent once again. And on 1510 KDKO in Littleton, Colorado. If you live in the Denver area, you may have noticed this station was off for a bit, but it was only for a few days. And then after a day of transmitting test tone, they returned to the air on October the 8th with their normal programming. Possibly some equipment problems there. And that will wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and in about 30 days or so, you'll be holding another tape in your hot little hand with more hot information from the broadcast band on AM Switch. Now, it's time to head toward wherever he happens to be today, and that is about as unpredictable as the weather. John Bacher, wherever you are, it's your turn.
Thanks, Jerry. Hello again, everyone. This is John Bacher, coming to you today from Campbelltown, Pennsylvania, a small town just east of Hershey, the chocolate capital of the world, and in the major market of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we've zigged and zagged our way southward from Vermont when we were last in touch with you, and we plan to continue this pattern all the way home with radios and tape recorders going so we can bring you the legal IDs broadcast by AM stations along the mid and south Atlantic states. At the present time, we plan to go home via Tennessee and then down through Georgia to Florida, where we live. Well, this month, we're going to be listening to a few of the stations that operate at 1,000 on the dial, or as a station in Scranton, Pennsylvania once sloganed, one grand station. Ooh. But before we get to that, though, here's a cutie recorded early in October on the Adirondack Northway, just north of Albany, New York.
We received over 350 letters and contributions, and the letters were, well, quite touching, ranging from expressions of absolute delight in our kind of music to candid advice on how we should go about continuing our effort to raise the grand total of $40,000 needed for the transmitter payment and associated legal costs. Now, contributions so far have totaled almost $5,000, which means we've raised one-eighth of the whole debt. Now, I know that when some of you good people called to ask how we were doing, you expressed regret that it wasn't more, but we felt that the response was outstanding. We are now in phase two of our fundraiser, and we hope that many of our faithful listeners who've called to say we really meant to mail a check but sort of got sidetracked and will do it this week will do just that. So, without further ado, here's what to do. Make out a check to WMVI. Got it? WMVI. Remember now, something you can afford, and don't worry that it's not big enough. It all adds up. And send it to WMVI, Box 569, Mechanicville, New York, 12118. Now, we're doing all we can, but we need your help. So from all of us here at WMVI, Robin and Buster, Young Joe, and Sugar Ray, too, thank you. A most sincere thank you.
Well, don't be confused. I know they said Buster and Sugar Ray and Young Joe, but it's not a boxing ring we're talking about. It's a commercial radio station. Yes, commercial radio station, asking their listeners to contribute to the cost of a new transmitter. They've certainly had a problem up there in Mechanicville. Now, as I mentioned, we are today just east of Harrisburg in Campbelltown, Pennsylvania. And I'm thinking back to what Laura McCusker had as an item several months ago about abuses of the term mix. Do you remember that? Mix this and mix that, the best mix of music. Well, anyway, here's one of the most extreme cases of abuse of the word mix I've heard. Listen carefully now. What station is this?
When you want to know what's happening in your world and in your community, News Talk 1460, WMIX-AM, is here for you. When you need to rely on that information, Central Pennsylvanians count on the News Talk 1460, WMIX-AM news team. Our team is here for you. Reliability, breadth, experience. We're the radio news team for Central Pennsylvanians. News Talk 1460, WMIX-AM. News Talk 1460, the information you want from the people you know. News Talk 1460, WIMX AM, Harrisburg.
CBS News.
I trust you picked up that subtle switch of call letters from WMIX to WIMX? They get away with murder these days. Okay, let's see what's available to us from stations operating at 1,000 kilohertz, 1,000 on your AM radio dial. Now, at present, the new NRC log shows 35 such stations operating from the continental United States, none in Alaska or Hawaii. By the way, the biggies, of course, are in Seattle and Chicago. This is a clear channel frequency. We share it equally with Mexico, and so perhaps this explains why all the stations in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona operating at this dial position are daytimers only. Well, so what do you say we get started with a station in East Central New England that we learned from Paul Burkhart last month has gone silent? We'll start that on the November 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
We will be taking more of your phone calls in just a few minutes. We had to do a little legal thing, and we'll be back with lots of phone calls up until 11 o'clock.
This is the new WCMX, Leavenworth, Fitchburg, putting the fun back in radio.
Well, if they've gone silent, they sure put the fun back in radio for people like Paul Burkhart and Ernie Cooper, who can DX at night now on 1,000 on the dial. Incidentally, years ago, 25 years ago, when they first came on the air, this is the way they sounded.
A big
one. WLMS becomes even bigger March 19th. CBS comes to Leavenworth, Fitchburg, and Clinton.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because back not 10 years ago, there were two stations in New England at 1,000 on the dial, and apparently now there aren't any. Is that right? I guess. This is a recording made 10 years ago in Rutland, Vermont.
AP Network News. I'm Ed Tobias.
And it was just a small handful of years ago that they switched to a country format and moved to 970 on the dial there in the Green Mountain State. Okay, crossing the Hudson River as we do every month about this time. As a matter of fact, I was just in Horseheads, New York. We'll get two out of Horseheads. One is the old one and one is the brand new one, I could assure you.
WIQT, Horseheads, New York, the Music One.
Coming your way next, USA News here on WLNL. And coming up next, it's news at 10 o'clock. And then we have for you In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley. And the weather will be brought to you by Canopy Home Improvement following USA News. This is The Lighthouse, AM 1000, WLNL, Horseheads.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. Inflation at the wholesale level continues its balancing act.
Okay, The Lighthouse. Well, from the Finger Lakes District of New York State, where they make some of the most delicious wine in the country, California notwithstanding. Let's go south and east to the Delaware Water Gap.
Your station for music, news, and information. We're WRNJ, Hackettstown, Long Valley.
I guess that tells it all. Now, this next one is the most fresh recording that we have in the DX Audio Service archives at the moment, because I recorded it yesterday coming across the Susquehanna River right in the middle of the state of Pennsylvania.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Some bright spots in the U.S. economy, a slight sizable decline in the number of people filing first-time claims for state jobless benefit.
And you know something? I was only 8 miles from the WIOO transmitter. Gee, the WHYL comes in like a ton of bricks where I am right now, which is 20 miles from Carlisle. I don't understand that. Well, from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we go to the Commonwealth of Virginia.
AM 1000 is WRAR, Tappahannock, Virginia.
From
ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. Happy New Year. A quarter of a million people turned out at New York Times Square.
That was January 1st, 1990. Now let's see if I should have two out of Garner, North Carolina. Let's see if I can find them.
All hits Q1000 WKBQ, Garner, Raleigh.
This concludes another day of the finest in radio entertainment from WKBQ. WKBQ is owned and operated by Christopher Maggio. Offices, studios, and transmitting facilities are located at 1423 Creech Road in Garner. WKBQ operates on an assigned frequency of 1,000 kilohertz on your AM dial with a power of 1,000 watts. We invite you to join us first thing tomorrow morning on WKBQ Garner, the radio voice of media phases.
Yeah, that one's reasonably up to date. Going back a couple of years, here's one that Ron Clark collected for us from his QTH, his home.
WATV, Garner, Cary, Apex. The USA Radio News, this is Joel Barr.
Very nice contribution. Okay, we go south into Dale Hamm territory, except Dale's moved now, so here we go into Alabama.
Stay tuned for news. This is WXWY, AM 1000 in Robbinsdale, Alabama. Baldwin County Federal Savings Bank time is 8 o'clock. News.
Soviet Foreign Minister Edward...
Well, perhaps this is the best time for me to bare my chest and admit to a couple of things. You may notice that we left North Carolina rather quickly. Somewhere within 32 feet of me, I have the ID from WSBF in Hickory, North Carolina. But I couldn't come across it here in the last 24 hours. I tore this place apart looking for it, so forgive me for that. We've got it somewhere in the archives, though. Huntsville, Alabama, another one. I just can't put my hands on it. And there are at least two stations operating at 1,000 on the dial in the state of Florida, and we simply haven't recorded them. So I guess that part's explainable. We'll head north now and go up into the Cleveland metro area.
We are in touch with you at Radio 1000 WSUM Parma.
Monitoring WSUM weather, mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high in the lower or middle 40.
Oh, say, that reminds me, doggone it, last month, do you remember hearing the station on this travelogue? At 990 on your dial from Jasper, Alabama, and you went through your logbooks thinking, boy, am I out of date, or the logbook is wrong, or whatever. Well, no. Jasper, that station is in Jasper, Indiana, WITZ, and it was recorded by John S. Bowker, who called that to my attention most politely, of course. So thank you, and I apologize to everyone involved. I told you we'd make other mistakes. And here we go with another one from John S. Bowker. This one is from Parma, Ohio. As far as I know, there is only one Parma, and that's in Ohio. So let's see.
Currently, it's 88 degrees at your Christian Companion. AM 1000 WCCD, Parma, Cleveland. It's 11 o'clock.
USA Radio Network News, I'm Paula Wright.
Well, thank you, Paula. And by the way, for any of you new to the DX audio service and to the travelogue, therefore, perhaps you don't understand when we have two stations in one city. No, they aren't sharing time. Well, with a couple of exceptions, and we'll call those out when they happen. But the next one, I guess, is at 1240 that we'll come to, yeah. Those are the old call sign and then the current call sign, as best we can. In some cities, we play the same station three times with three different call letters. They have different formats, usually in jingles, packages, and things like that. Just a word of explanation. Now we're going to move due west from Parma, Ohio. And this is one of the two biggies at 1000 on the dial, and it's got just a rich history. Way back in the 30s, when the Chicago Federation of Labor wanted to address its populace using broadcasting, and by the way, in the 20s, I really should say, they founded a radio station and were fortunate enough to be able to have their request for the call letters CFL, WCFL, honored by the Federal Radio Commission, Department of Commerce. And so WCFL came on the air, and they were a heavy, heavy rocker. They and WLS in Chicago were the two top 40 rockers for many, many years. And then came FM, and that's a whole new story. But WCFL, we'll play you several CFL breaks here. You'll hear them go from rock into easy listening, and then a big change came.
WCFL.
taste of flavor with Steve York for Bob Dearborn, Monday night in Chicago. Don't you dare knock it.
This is the voice of labor, WCFL, Chicago.
Now, perhaps like so many other people, I have roughly an hour's worth of jingles from WCFL and air checks, just brief air checks like the one I just played you. I know, Fred, you've got, what, 3 or 4 hours of WCFL ID, so I expect maybe if there's a moment you will hear a few on this tape, maybe not, I don't know. Your new studio, you may not have things so you can get at them that quickly yet. But then came the change to the loop, WLUP, and WLUP decided, hey, that rock and roll stuff must have been pretty good. No, I'm not kidding. Listen.
Great rock and roll from the 60s through the 80s. The Loop. WLUP. AM and FM. Chicago.
Well, yeah, you may not remember. They tried that format for several months. It didn't work. And so, you know, here they are today. Bright and shiny. WLUP. Apparently doing a reasonably good job. But we don't have too many jingles from them, Fred, I guess, do we? Well, maybe. Okay, what do you say we move west now into South Dakota?
Official country music station, Country 1000, KXRB, Sioux Falls.
For KXRB, I'm Sherry Kurtz from KDLT News. Nicaraguan officials confirmed 36 people dead, and the search for others goes on along the Central American nation's west coast.
Now, that was recorded just 2 days before the Big O Omaha NRC convention, Labor Day weekend of 1992. So we came into Omaha, set our dials to 1,000 again. In fact, we still had a push button set to 1,000, and I was able to hear, but not very well, a station south of Omaha. And it occurred to me, gee, I've got that on tape from Ernie Wasilowski, I've got it from Mike Smith, I've got it from Rick Dow, and I don't know who else I got it from. Anyway, here's Plattsmouth, Nebraska.
I'll be here with clues to a mystery month and year from the past 3 decades. Play along and see how close you can guess. The Time Capsule Quiz, brought to you by the Cass County Bank. We give you the time. And heard Monday through Friday mornings exclusively here at AM 10, your daytime friend.
KOTD, Plattsmouth, Nebraska. It's 3 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Chet Martin. Our top story, the first day of the Iran-Iraq ceasefire.
Well, that times that one out pretty well. All we have to do is look up in our collection of newspapers to find out exactly what that date was, and we'd know. What do you say we move south into the desert southwest to the site of the International Balloon Fiesta every October, Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Your 10,000-watt Christian Country Connection, KKIM, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Down home folks to turn to, KKIM, AM 1000. When you need a friend.
And now, by the magic of electronics, we race 1,000 miles to the northwest, up to the city of Seattle. And you talk about time dating these tapes. Listen to the story on this one. See if you can remember when it was. I'll tell you at the end.
We get closer to Mount St. Helens, and no telling at this point how long it'll take to clean up the mess that's clogging the north side of the Lake Washington Ship Canal at Montlake Cut. We'll have a closer look after ABC News. 5 o'clock at KOMO Seattle.
Yeah, that was 12 and a half years ago, May 1980. Boy, how time flies. Remember when Mount St. Helens exploded? Now, this last one that we have for you is not a continental U.S. station. By any stretch of the imagination, I'm off by about 7,000 miles or more. I could use a hand because this ID was sent to me by a good friend whom I never met, but we were pen pals for years. In fact, we talked on the telephone for years. If anyone in this wonderful club has any lead as to the whereabouts of Chris Martin of Australia, oh, I would love to get in touch with him. We used to exchange presents. In fact, he sent me one for Christmas, 1984 or 85. I sent him one the same time. Mine was returned by the post office because he had moved. Well, what can I tell you? Chris Martin. Anyway, here's the last ID that we have at 1,000 on the dial for this month.
quite a lot of people wide awake this hour of the morning, especially those people on night duties and watchmen and things like that. And, in fact, good morning again to Chris Martin and his mates out there at the Pitt Telephone Exchange, who are the guys responsible for keeping the ISD lines open. Aha, I might get a free call yet. Save those large bills I get from Telecom. Coming up to 26 to 2 on Radio 10, 2KY.
Radio 10, 2KY.
Don't forget, if you'd like to give us a call, 233-3755, and we'll more than likely have the song you want to hear, providing it's a disco song, all right?
Yes, sir. None of that rock and roll junk. Just disco. That's the way to go, baby. Well, we've had several nostalgic moments this month on the Travelogue, haven't we? Say, I'd like to say hi to Victor Schmidt. I meant to do this a couple of months ago, and it got by me. The excitement you've shown, Victor, for that select antenna. Yeah, we did an item on that a couple of years ago, showing how terrific it is. And if you have any chance to get to Connecticut for the over next Labor Day weekend, why don't you start making plans right now for the NRC convention? We always have loop antennas there. I bring a select antenna. I bring my own version of the select antenna. And Fred Volby has all kinds of wonderful loops, active and passive loops. So you talk about having good luck with a select antenna. You should. I use it every time I make a recording, just about. I use one of those. Well, it's time for me to go. I'd like to acknowledge a receipt of tapes from Dale Hamm in his new home in Austin, Texas. Thanks, Dale. Once again, we'll get to play that here in the next week or so, I hope. And from Mark Marino, he gave us a tape out at the convention in Omaha, along with several other people. And I'd like to just say publicly thanks to, that's terrific support for the Travelogue and for the DX Audio Service. And then John called just last night to us here in Campbelltown to say that a box of tapes had come from Wayne Heinen out in Colorado. I'm looking forward to hearing those, Wayne. Thanks very much. John's going to be forwarding those to us when we get home, and we're going to be home in 2 more weeks. We've been away 6 months, you know that? And we'll be home just about the time this tape arrives in your hands, the last of October we're going to be home. And we're looking forward to being there. We've missed our home. And speaking of missing things, Bill, we missed you last month.
These loggings are right from the pages of DX News, and let's get into them. On 570 up in Kitchener, Ontario, CKGL, formerly on 96.7, along with their format, country, and everything else, is now on this frequency, 570. They used to be on FM, but the FM and AM just swapped everything. CKGL on this 570 runs country and western music, and The Rock is over on FM. Charles Ray of Leamington contributed this. By the way, most of the stuff tonight or today is Charles Ray material, so if you don't hear credit, it's from Chuck. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo, Michigan, as of mid-July. The format is now News Talk, ex-adult contemporary. Their slogan is News 59. Thanks to Phil Borsma of Spring Lake, Michigan, for that news. Well, from his hometown, Chuck Ray checks in with this word on 710 and 730, CHYR and CHYR7. The stations have petitioned the CRTC to abandon both AM frequencies and go to 96.7 using a directional antenna at 500 feet, 93,000 watts. The hearing is set for September 22nd in Hull, Quebec. The CRTC decision probably won't be announced until around year's end. CKLW 800 in Windsor wants to drop the Canadian content by 25% on AM and FM. This hearing also scheduled for September 22 in Hull. CHAB 800 in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan was received on July 11th fair with the slogan, "You know it, we know it, they know it, and soon everybody will know it. Nobody plays more continuous country than Country 800. The slogans Continuous Country and Country 800 and Saskatchewan's Continuous Country also were heard. They're no longer oldies, and they now also program broadcast news. That in from Sean Axelrod of Winnipeg. 820 WOSU in Columbus, the hours of operation are now 0500 to 2300 Monday through Friday, 0600 to midnight Saturday and Sunday due to budgetary cutbacks. NPR's Talk of the Nation will replace big band programming. Also affected are the schedules of their TV and FM station. Thanks to Greg Hansen of Circleville, Ohio, for that tidbit. WCER 900 in Canton, Ohio, was received on August 10th at 11:10 hours with light hits of 60s through 80s and a weather forecast. Their call ID is 900 AM, stereo WCER. They were silent as WBXT, and he predicts soon will be silent as WCER, as he didn't hear a commercial yet and is a daytime regular in Leamington. That from Chuck Ray. Word from Don Trelford up in Toronto area. CKLY in Lindsay, Ontario, reported previously as off the air on 920, is still very much alive. So Don reports CKLY is still on. On a recent trip, vacationing trip in Wyoming, Bruce Winkleman reports that he heard KUPI in Ammon, Idaho Falls, Idaho on 980. Heard with a dual city ID, slogans 98 Gold and a QPI, playing some satellite feed with local ads. All music were adult classics. His 10 and 13-year-olds were totally amused. I don't know why. The data difference from the current log. Well, I've yet to receive my brand new log. Hopefully that'll be updated in the 93 edition. WGVU Kentwood, Michigan has added NPR's Fresh Air and John Hackenberry's talk show to their afternoon lineup. Also has been operating on 1,000-watt night pattern 24 hours a day since back in June. 1520 WQWQ, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, took back these calls. They used to be WWEZ, and they've adopted a nostalgia big band format, no longer simulcasting their FM. Phil Borsma graced us with these last two items. WHRF 1520, Bel Air, Maryland, logged August 15th at 1500 hours. They are back on the air with a talk show with a local government employee talking about recycling and other local programs. First time heard since it went silent. This log by Dave Braun of Wyoming, Delaware. 1530 WFLP, Northeast Pennsylvania, logged August 10th at 10:55 hours. It's a daytime regular in Leamington with talk and a legal ID. Your voice of choice, flagship 1530 WFLP, Northeast, Erie, XWEHN, and CNN headline news. KQWB 1550, West Fargo, North Dakota, logged July 24th at 06:50 hours. Good with country music. KQ Country is KQWB West Fargo, Fargo, into Unistar Radio News. They're no longer oldies, logged by Sean Axelrod in Winnipeg. WATJ 1560, Chardon, Ohio, logged August 10th, another daytime regular for Charles Ray. He heard Teletalk and News Talk 1560 WATJ, call IDs XWCDN and oldies. Finally, KBGZ Alton, Illinois 1570 now carries the Sun Network talk but still uses the slogan The Big Z. That from Eric Buneman. Well, that's about it for this edition of DDXD. This is Bill Hale saying 73.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I understand that that is the last edition of DDXD that we'll have here on the DX Audio Service. Bill is stepping down, so we can put some other columns here on the DX Audio Service and give you a little bit more news and information. Speaking of news and information, we've got Mr. Wayne Heinen on part two of the DX Audio Service to tell you all about the CPC tests, which are coming up very shortly, and how you can get involved with CPC programs.